So you've accepted the fact that you're a loser. Join the club. My name is... Wait, I could give you my real name. Or I could give you a fake name. And I'm liking the fake name idea a lot more right now. So, my name is Juan Carlos V. Why? 'Cause I like it. What's your name? Say it. No, really. I wanna know my fellow losers. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Just kidding, I don't care. Let's get to know a bit about each other. Wait, no matter what you say, I can't hear you. So I'll just talk about myself. I'm 19. I'm a father. Scary, right? My son's 5 and my daughter's not born yet. My son isn't really my son and my girlfriend isn't pregnant, but those are stories for another time. I've got a huge family. Let's talk about that. So, my mom's mom, my grandma, was one of 6 kids and they were all really close growing up. Their dad, who is my great-grandpa, knew all of his grandkids, which was my mom's generation. Anyway, when my mom's generation grew up and had kids, that generation was close to, and now some of that generation has kids, so there's 5 generations of my family. My great-grandpa, my grandma and her siblings, my mom and her cousins, my generation, and our kids. Crazy, right? Every birthday party or holiday we celebrate is like a miniature reunion. There's almost 80 of us. And before you ask, yes, we are Mexican. I feel like a lot of people just got clearance knowing our race. Like they're thinking, oh, it makes sense now. The world isn't going to end. Latinos just breed like rabbits. So that's normal. Good Lord, I hate the way this computer says Latinos. Sounds like a white person. Please don't take offense to that. But since we're on the topic of breeding like rabbits, my family is full of big families. My mom is only one of 4 kids, but my dad, who recently passed away, was one of 7, and I'm one of 14. One of my mom's cousins has 8 kids with 5 different women, and my great-grandpa was one of either 9 or 10. I can't remember, but since we're on the topic of them, let's talk about him. My great-grandpa was one of the craziest fuckers I know. I mean, if you know me on a personal level, and you won't because you can't hear my voice and I gave you a pseudonym, you know that I am injury prone to hell and back. I get that from him. This man was a cotton picker. He actually dropped out of school to do so. Props to him. He fell out of the truck and got run over. Broke both legs. And this was in the 40s. In Mexico, there was no doctor or crutches or casts. He just crawled, like a baby that didn't know how to crawl. Another time, in like the 90s, a tree fell on his house. He was chopping it with a chainsaw, and the saw jumped and sliced his arm. And now you have that imagery. But being the man he made a funny story out of it. He would always tell us, those retarded paramedics couldn't find the goddamn exits. If I was bleeding out, I'd be dead. Funny enough, he was bleeding out during that. So in addition to being funny, he was also lucky. He passed away this year, on my birthday, actually, and at first, I was really upset, but now, I see it as a blessing. And you're probably thinking, on what level of fucked up are you? But here's the thing, at first, I was really mad thinking, I'm never gonna celebrate my birthday again, what's the point? So on and so forth. But then I realized, growing up my grandpa was one of my best friends. He taught me how to play baseball. When I'd get home from school, he'd be waiting on his porch with a chalkboard that had a baseball diamond sketched and we'd talk about all the possibilities of the game. I realized that I get to share that day on top of all the memories with him now. And it's special. Now that that's over with, another thing I got from my grandpa was my sweet tooth. That man loved
pan dulce con café y leche.
I'm just going to pretend that transition wasn't rough. Anyway, my girlfriend always makes fun of me because I work on my ranch all day. Note, none of this is how I thought my life was gonna go. But I took over the ranch when my dad passed away. There's more to that story, but that's for another time. I'm outside feeding, fixing fences, and doing so much other crap from around 4:30 in the morning until about 5 or 6 on a good day. On the days we tag cattle and do inventory, I'm out until about 9 or I just sleep in my truck. You're probably wondering why my girlfriend laughs at that. I promise that's not what she's laughing at. She laughs because if by chance I do come inside during those time frames for whatever reason, and if there's some sort of dessert present, I grab a handful of it. My mom fusses because she's a big believer in the whole you have to eat real food before dessert scheme, but then I remind her of how she spoiled my grandpa and she doesn't fuss. Yeah, before my grandpa died, and by the way, I've been calling him my grandpa this whole time, it's my great-grandpa before he died, he had to have either a cookie, an ice cream, or a fruit cup after every meal except breakfast. Most of us let it slide whether or not he actually finished his food because I don't think I mentioned this, he had cancer. And the medicine curbed his appetite. The only person who did not let this slide was his youngest daughter, my great aunt Elena. Which is really surprising because she was also a teen mom and is really chill about most things. I've got a lot of Elena stories, but those are for another time. Anyway, one fateful day last summer, Grandpa was under the watch of Elena and myself. He was full, but wanted ice cream. But Elena wouldn't give it to him because he still had about a third of his food left. He kept trying to pawn it off on me so he could have his ice cream, but Elena wouldn't let it slide. Finally, she got a phone call. She took it and said to me, "Don't give him ice cream." As she walked out, my grandpa was just sitting in his wheelchair at the table pouting, you know, arms crossed watching her leave. As soon as the door was closed, my grandpa pushed the plate to me and said, "Go give this to the dog." And for some reason, I didn't even think twice about it. I'm a horrible accomplice, so I fed it to the dog outside, put the dish in the sink and sat back down. Grandpa was giving me a look. "Where the hell is the plate, you idiot?" The sink. "Well, go get it so she knows I ate the food." "But you didn't eat it?" "Well, she doesn't need to know." So I had to go back and get the plate and put it on the table in front of him to set the crime scene. Then he was like, "Get me a napkin." So I gave him one and he ripped it in half. He put half in his mouth and balled the other half up in his hands. When she walked in, he threw the napkin down and said, "Ice cream," and she fucking fell for it. So she took his plate and when she was getting his ice cream, he made me hold out my hand and spit out the soggy napkin. He was always full of tricks, I swear. Another time, his sister-in-law had came to visit but he was down for a nap. He wasn't even asleep, he was just laying down. So I got sent in to tell him he had guests. His response, and I quote, was, "A, I don't want to see her. Tell her I'm asleep," and he rolled his head over and started fake snoring. And he kept doing that until they left. My mom and I went in after they were gone and she commented on him being asleep, so I said, "No. Watch this." All right, they left, and he rolled over and sat up and said, "Good. I was missing my Western movie. I swear if that man had been in prison, I would have been the Houdini to his plan." That's all I'm going to talk about this time. If you want to know more about the rest of my family, come back next Tuesday because I promise I've got a lot to say. Be here at 7 p.m. Texas time. I say Texas time because I don't know time zones.